the Public News Service Daily Newscast for July the 27th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. It is Black Women's Equal Pay Day, spotlighting the wage gap for Black women compared to white men when both work full-time.
According to the National Partnership for Women and Families, Black women in Indiana typically earn only 61 cents for every dollar paid to white men among full-time year-round workers. That's worse than the national average of 67 cents. Civil rights attorney and pay equity expert Donisha Posey says, although Black women are becoming the most educated demographic in the United States, they still face barriers that restrict their access to higher paying positions.
The Supreme Court's decision in the affirmative action cases for race-conscious admissions is also another threat to perpetuate those disparities in access and opportunities for Black women in education.
In central Indiana, Black women lose more than $900,000 over a 40-year career due to unequal pay. For Public News Service, I'm Terry Dee.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on Wednesday abruptly left the news conference after he froze midway through his opening remarks and it appeared to be unable to resume speaking immediately. That from the Washington Post. They report McConnell began the GOP Leadership Weekly news conference by saying lawmakers were on a path to finishing a major defense budget bill this week. He then froze and remained silent for about 20 seconds. The 81-year-old McConnell returned after several minutes, asked by reporters what was happening. "I'm fine," McConnell said, simply. Now to New York, where the appellate court there ordered the state's congressional maps be redrawn. The case heads now to the Court of Appeals, which could overturn the decision.
The bipartisan state commission will start work immediately. After the 2020 census, the commission didn't agree on a new map, leading to a lengthy legal challenge. It ended with a state court judge overseeing the new map's redrawing process for the 2022 elections. But in this case, Democrats are arguing the special master's maps were only meant to be used for the 2022 election, not for the next decade. Jerry Goldfeder with the New York State Bar Association notes this is all part of the process.
Often, what happens, not just in New York, but throughout the country, is that when new lines are promulgated, there are sometimes people who are unhappy with those new lines, and they challenge them, and courts have to deal with it. And that's a litigation process.
This comes as the U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled Alabama's district maps were unconstitutional for some districts with a majority of Black voters. Once the new lines are redrawn, they will be submitted to the legislature for approval unless a legal challenge comes forward. The goal is to resolve this process by late February to prepare for the upcoming primaries and election. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
This is Public News Service. Now to Seattle, where global trade negotiations are happening this weekend. Critics say the process should come out from behind closed doors. Our Eric Tegenhoff explains.
Meetings for Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation are taking place Sunday in Seattle, with the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework trade negotiations at its center. Head of the Washington Fair Trade Coalition, Julia Buana, says her organization and other groups in the region are delivering more than 10,000 petition signatures calling for increased transparency of the trade talks. Buana says corporations dominate talks like this away from public scrutiny.
If we're ever going to deliver on the promise of a new worker-centered, climate-friendly trade model, people need to know what's being proposed in these talks while there's still an opportunity to influence the rules being written.
The Indo-Pacific Economic Framework includes a dozen countries, including India, Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam, and represents 40% of world GDP.
Now to Nebraska, where the state received mixed reviews regarding the well-being of the state's seniors. That in the United Healthcare 2023 Health Ranking Seniors Report.
The state ranked 13 in the nation overall, based on 52 measures from 22 data sources. One of the lowest rankings, at 39th, was for the percentage of seniors living in poverty who receive SNAP benefits. Kyle Frazee with the Blue Rivers Area Agency on Aging in Southeast Nebraska agrees that more Nebraska seniors could benefit from the SNAP program.
I have my care manager signing people up on SNAP benefits all the time, but I know that it's underused. Sometimes it's the fact that you make $5 too much, or it's the lack of knowledge of how to go about getting into the SNAP benefits.
A disturbing trend in this year's report is a 21% increase in Nebraskans 65 and older living in poverty between 2017 and 2021. On the plus side, the state received a number one ranking for the low percentage of seniors who avoided medical care because of costs. I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
Finally, Danielle Smith lets us know, like many rural states, Mississippi is struggling with a shrinking workforce of primary care physicians.
Mississippi will need an additional 364 primary care physicians by 2030. Robert Kane with the American Association of Colleges in Osteopathic Medicine says recruiting college students from rural and underserved communities will continue the growth of osteopathic medicine and help meet the medical needs in these areas.
What the osteopathic profession has actually been doing now for several decades is placing its colleges of osteopathic medicine in areas, nearly 60% of them that are in underserved parts of the country.
A study from 2021 predicted the U.S. will face a shortage of between 38,000 and 124,000 physicians by 2032. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.